I'm speaking to Rusha Shaban, who's in Alexandria. And, Rusha, you were driven out of your apartment effectively yesterday. Why was that?
Unfortunately. Because of the amount of tear gas being shot constantly every second in a big area considered one of the bourgeoisie areas of Alexandria. And constantly, non-stop, the anti-white police is shooting tear gas, and we've been reading tweets and posts on Facebook that they're not just using tear gas, but they're using also other chemical weapons such as mustard gas or nerve gas. This is what we've been hearing. So it has become unacceptable. For four consecutive nights, we have street wars ongoing. Last night, it reached for almost 12 hours of street fights and clashes. Mm-hmm. That was the situation, which unfortunately, it's so traumatic that I was driven out of my place.
And you mentioned the tear gas, but it might be other chemical weapons. It might be not normal tear gas. Have you seen any evidence of that, or just in terms of kind of being there to experience it, did it feel different to normal tear gas?
Well, not with my own eyes, but I've seen empty cans of gas. Well, of course, I've seen images and pictures on Twitter from Tahrir Square, the remains of these tear gas or whatever else kind of gas cans. And yes, of course, it differs. I was there on the 28th of January, where the main clashes took place in Alexandria. And for also 2, 3, 4 hours, yeah, maximum 4 hours, the clashes lasted between the protesters, the peaceful protesters, and the anti-white police. And the tear gas at that time, it was too strong, but actually now it's far worse. Mm. People are, even doctors are saying that the normal kinds of resistance, like for example, you can wash your face with vinegar, or you can use onions, or you know, like these kinds of ways how to treat the effects of the tear gas are not effective anymore. This is why there are a lot of questions being raised about what kind of gas being used.
Mm. And you mentioned when we were just speaking a little earlier about who the clashes were between, because you believe that some of the protesters were actually very calm. This is a smaller, isolated group who are causing the violence.
I'm sorry, say it again?
You mentioned that actually it seemed to be quite a small group that was causing much of the violence in Alexandria.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, unfortunately, and as an eyewitness, the people that I see almost every night on the street having clashes with the police, and even hearing what is being said on TV about the same going on in Tahrir Square, and the clashes taking place in Mohammed Mahmoud Street, the one where you have the American University in Cairo, and also the one leading to the Ministry of Interior building. Everybody is talking about that these are not the youth of the revolution. The youth of the revolution, they keep saying peaceful, peaceful. But these guys, they even last night threatened to break into the buildings and to literally kill the people. These are not the revolutionists who were there. And unfortunately, and this is what I even just posted on my Twitter account, that in January and February 2011, these thuggers of the Ministry of Interior, because I always keep saying that thuggers are made in the Ministry of Interior. This is their own country of origin, the Ministry of Interior. These thuggers in February and in January 2011, the way they wanted to destroy the peaceful movements that were taking place is by destroying all the police state in Egypt to have this kind of people would hate the room. What is happening now? However, in November 2011, these thuggers who are again made in the Ministry of Interior and who are being driven by the people who are still free, the ones of Mubarak, these are the ones that are now trying to sabotage the image of the protesters in Tahrir Square and everywhere else.
So you think the people causing the violence are actually supporters of Mubarak?
Definitely, and certainly they are. Certainly, I have not a single doubt about that. It's more cost-effective now to destroy the image of the peaceful protesters by what is happening now in terms of violence and clashes with the police. But unfortunately, there isn't any single theory in politics that will condemn the people. You cannot say that the people are wrong. You should say that the ones who are in power and in authority, they are the ones who are not doing the things right. Because, okay, people, we are crazy, we're mad, we can do whatever we want, you know, but where is the wise decision of the ones in power? For the last 4 days, the military and the Supreme Council of Armed Forces, they knew very well that there are people who are falling in Tahrir Square and everywhere else, and yet they did not interfere. Nothing. Today only they decided to interfere after some sheikhs from Al-Azhar decided to have a truce between the people, the demonstrators, and this truce was over within 2 hours. And because of the stupidity of the anti-white police. What kind of anti-white police that would keep throwing tear gas, as I told you, constantly, non-stop, in an area full of houses, full of children, full of women, we have hospitals. We have a gas station right in the middle of the street that leads to the Central Police Department in Alexandria. It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And the atrocities are incredible. People before the revolution were frustrated. Now they are 10 times, maybe more, 100 times more frustrated.